Hi, I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And together we are East West Audio Body Shop. We're together. I'm here in California. We're together, and we have a great show this Sunday night. We're doing it live from the VoiceOver Peeps headquarters, from Ann Ganguza's house. We've got a live studio audience and great stuff to see. Like, we're going to build a studio suit booth to show you how easy it is.
I know, with our bare hands right on camera, live.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. We've got some great announcements to make, and we have a very, very special guest. And, of course, you can join us in our brand new chat room.
That's right. And in that cool booth, we'll have some of our live audience, our VO peeps in the flesh, testing out a few different microphones to see what some of the different mics that we like to use in VoiceOver sound like.
This is going to be the best show this week. East West Audio Body Shop, Sunday night, 9 o'clock in the East.
And 6 o'clock in the West.
We'll see you there.
He's the home VoiceOver studio engineer to the stars in Los Angeles, California. A Virginia Tech grad whose knowledge of the latest recording gear is second to none. He's a voice actor and the home studio master, hailing from Buffalo, New York. His home studio skills and knowledge of VoiceOver recording is unmatched. When Dan and George talk shop, people listen, and the talk continues tonight. Welcome to East West Audio Body Shop. And now, live from his high-tech facility in Santa Monica and his penthouse studio in Buffalo, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Dan Leonard, usually in the East.
And I'm George Whittam, always in the West.
And together we are East West Audio Body Shop. Sounds like a game show. That's really something. And someone who's from both places.
Ann Ganguza, formerly from the East and now in the West. Yeah.
All right, we're here at the VoiceOver Peeps headquarters, I guess is the best way to describe this. We got lots of people here. Lee, why don't you turn around and show all the people that we've got here. It's like 500 people in her living room. Be careful of the fire wire, though. And, all right. But we've got lots of people here. We've got some great food. Show them the food.
Show them the food.
Oh, the food. Yes, the food. The food.
Yeah.
Oh, and the drink.
Food cam.
Yes.
Oh, where
food cam. There we are. Look at that. Ooh. Fried eggplant.
Jerry! Thank you, Jerry.
All right. Well. Everybody out! Everybody out! Yes. Unfortunately, when you have cooking, you have smoke. And we are in California, and if you light a match, they set off an alarm. So it's a bit of a problem.
Oh, man.
All right.
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment on this show. But that's why we do it. But we're here. We've got lots of cool stuff going on tonight. We're actually going to build a studio suit booth right here in Ann's living room. It's going to take us just a couple of minutes. We'll show you how that works.
Oh, no.
We're going to have a fire drill. And,
there we go.
So you got to get it. Yeah, just rip it out of the ceiling. It's
take the battery out.
Nothing like a hardwired
I know.
Smoke alarm.
Jerry's food is that good. It's sent off the fire alarm.
I know. It's that hot. It's smoking.
Yeah. No,
he made chicken wings and
Jerry's food is
authentic
awesome.
Buffalo chicken wings.
Yeah, Jerry's food's fantastic. Thanks, Jerry, for cooking.
Yeah, absolutely. For us. We're here live at Ann Ganguza's living room for the VoiceOver Peeps monthly meeting. And Ann, tell us a little bit about VoiceOver Peeps.
VO Peeps, first of all, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
VO Peeps is a global networking group, and we run local meetings here in our Irvine location once a month. But we are a globally extended group. So if you're interested in joining us or finding out more information, you can visit our website at vopeeps.com. And signing up for membership, just click on the memberships tab, and we'd be happy to have you. We love our peeps. And the other thing that I'm very proud to mention that we are also funding a career education scholarship fund. And tonight we have over $1,000 worth of scholarship prizes to be awarded. So we're very, very proud Our scholarship fund is basically a scholarship fund by voiceover artists for voiceover artists. And so I'm just so proud and thankful for all of our wonderful sponsors. Tonight, our sponsors, Rudy Gaskins and Joan Baker, who have donated two tickets to Beth's voiceover coming up August 17th. Let's see, we've got Dan Leonard, who has offered an hour home studio consultation.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we've got a 6-month subscription that includes eWebs Pro content and eSupport. And I think you guys are going to talk to us about that a little bit later.
A little bit.
And of course, we've got from George over there, we've got an hour consult as well. And we've got eWebs Swag. So we also have a year membership for Voice Artists United, and I'm very, very proud to say that we have our first ever food sponsor, Yay! Il Forneo. So we thank them for being our dessert sponsor. We have a lovely tiramisu, courtesy of...
There's dessert?
Yes, there is.
All right! Yeah!
Courtesy of Mike Martin, thank you so much, and they've also donated a couple of gift certificates for us. So thank you so much to our sponsors. We are so grateful, and I'm so grateful to all of you who have donated to the cause. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
Fabulous. All right, should we go to our special guest?
I think we should. Is our special guest hanging about?
I believe he's here.
Really?
He is.
Who is it?
Well, you introduce him. You know him better than I do.
Okay. Well, I figured we're doing an Orange County special here out of Irvine, so why not get an Orange County-based voiceover actor? And the one that floated to the top of my list, which I'm sure would float to the top of a lot of your lists, is none other than Scott Rummel. So Scott Rummel's here tonight. And as long as he has enough room to squeeze through.
If we can get up the stairs here.
We're going to have him come on up. So, Scott, if you're in the house.
Scott Rummel. Entering the studio. Oh, and dressed so appropriately, too.
Hey, all right, yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Finally.
We've talked many times, but welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We've been wanting to get you on for
what
so long.
Awesome group.
Isn't this
folks.
A great group?
Yeah. You guys are excited about voiceover.
Yeah. So what have you been working on lately?
Today, I actually, which is Sunday, we did 5 spots for We're the Millers.
Oh, yeah.
So a new comedy.
Jason Sudeikis and what's your name?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jason
Sudeikis. We're the Millers. Yeah, that was today. The summer's been busy. I did Iron Man 3,
wow.
Star Trek, Man of Steel. So we had a pretty good summer. So, and then just working on the networks that I work on, which is Fox, CBS, ABC, Showtime, CNN. So staying busy.
Just it's the small stuff. The local things. How did you get started in doing this?
Well, I was one of those weird kids that went into the closet and pretended it was a studio and took in a little...
Some of us are still actually doing that.
Absolutely. I'm still doing that today. But I would go over to my grandfather's house. He had a tape recorder. I would love to, you know, make voices and do all that stuff. And then when I found out you could make money at it, I started pursuing it. I got into radio when I was in my early 20s, and then I started studying with a man by the name of Dawes Butler. And Dawes was the voice of Yogi Bear and Huckleberry Hound and Quick Draw McGraw and Snagglepuss and Elroy Jetson. And he actually, I heard him interviewed on a radio show, and he said that he worked with New Young Talent. And I thought, I qualify. I'm New Young Talent. So I called Hanna-Barbera, and I asked for his phone number. And they said, well, we don't give out his phone number. I said, well, he said he worked with New Young Talent. There must be a way to reach him. She said, hold on. Came back and gave me the number, and I called him. And it was one of those things where I remember picking up the phone and dialing almost all the numbers and then hanging up and rehearsing what I was going to say. And like, you know, a young guy calling a girl for the first date kind of thing. And so Dawes, when I finally ended the phone call there and pressed the last number, he answered the phone and said, hello. I said, Mr. Butler, my name is Scott Rummel. I'm a young voiceover artist. I heard you on the radio. You say you like to work with New Young Talent. I'm New Young Talent. I'd love to meet you. He said, send me a tape. I said, I don't have a tape. He said, why don't you put together a tape? I said, could you help me put together a tape? And he said, okay, how about you come up to my house on Thursday? Awesome. And I sent my tape out to all 15 agents, which were the LA agents at the time that handled voiceover. And each one of them told me no, some nicely, some not nicely, some, you know. And then one was really just harsh and said, look, we're just going to throw your tape away unless you're making this much money. We won't even look at you, blah, 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 blah. That was ICM. And then I called the last one on the list, which was Abrams, Rubeloff, and Lawrence. And the agent said, man, we listened to your tape. We love it. We think you have tons of potential. But you sound a lot like somebody that we just signed. And so why don't you call us in 6 months? And I said, well, who was that person that you signed? They told me his name. I said, what agency did he come from? They said, ICM. So I put the phone back down and I picked it back up and I dialed and I said, I know what you told me yesterday, but I said, here's what they said at Abrams. I'm going to make a lot of money. I've got potential. And I sound just like this guy that you lost. And he said, I'll see you tomorrow. So it's just that when you ask me how I got into the business, it's not really a short story because it's a little bit of jamming your baby toe in the door until you get the second toe and then the foot in the door. And then, you know, then that was, I stayed with ICM for a year and then I went to Abrams, Rubeloff and Lawrence for 10 years. And then I moved over to TGI and then to SBV and I've been with Solid Talent.
And now here it is 25 years later. Here's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's move ahead. I mean, we're all familiar with the work that you've been doing, and you've been telling us it's you know voicing the entire universe, and but now you were very much involved in the Don LaFontaine Lab.
Yeah.
What was it that got you involved with that project, and what did you do with that?
Well, Don, of course, as with many other voice actors, was one of my heroes. And I had the opportunity to be around Don quite a bit, and Don would invite me into the studio to watch him. I was doing a show many years ago called Real Stories of the Highway Patrol, and we worked at Woodhawley. And Don would show up at Woodhawley in the limo many times throughout the day, and I would see the limo, and then I'd have to go into my studio, and I'd come out, the limo would be gone, and then, you know, then he was in the studio, and so we missed each other for a long time, and I just kept thinking, I really want to meet this guy. I really would love to. And so one day I was standing in the kitchen at Woodhawley and he came up behind me and he said, is there anything good in here? And I said, well, there's an old donut there and there's some stale coffee. And, you know, I said, oh my gosh, you're Don LaFontaine. And so I introduced myself. He said, well, Gene, and he would even say, hey, I heard you on this. You sounded great. And so Don was one of those guys that definitely was an inspiration and an encourager to me, as he was to so many of the folks that do what I do. And so it's just a small way that I can give back to his legacy by being involved in the lab. And I love the idea that the lab is really just rocking and rolling, and a lot of people are learning and using it. And it really is becoming more than we really dreamed about in the beginning.
So let's talk about giving back to the industry a little bit. You know, those of us been working in the business a long time, we feel this need to give back. What is it that you see? What is it that not necessarily what you get out of it, but what is it personally that you feel it's important to do that?
Well, it goes back to Dawes Butler, actually. Dawes said after our first hour and a half together, he said, Scott, I feel like God gave you a Stradivarius, but somebody needs to teach you how to play it. How would you feel about studying privately with me? And I said, I would love to, but I said, I don't know if I could afford it. How much is it? He said, it's $10. I said, I literally went, $10? He goes, is that too much? And I said, no, that's fine. That's perfect. $10. And he said, there's one other caveat, and that is that if I accept you as a student, at some point, you have to promise that you will teach others and that you'll give back. And so each of the people that study with Dawes over the years have all been involved in teaching others. And I did teach classes for a while. 10 years into my career, I was teaching at the VoiceCaster. I taught a beginning class, and then I taught an intermediate class there. And then I continue to mentor on occasion, it's with my schedule, it's difficult, but I do it when I can and have helped a number of people. But there is a lot of joy in it, and there's a lot of joy in seeing. I have one good friend named Chris Fries. Does anybody know Chris here? So
he's been a guest. He's a great guy.
Chris came up to me at our local gym, and he said, "I hear you do voiceover." And I said, "Yeah, I do voiceover." He said, "Well, I'd really love to do voiceover." And I always qualify it a little bit, and I ask people why they want to do voiceover. If they think it's quick money, I know it won't last. They, you know, don't have the stomach for the rejection. But if they show me that they have some passion about it, then I love to help them. I don't spend a ton of time with them initially. I'll tell them some classes to take, some books to read, give them some pointers, and then keep checking in with them. But Chris was one of those guys that, you know, he just did everything I said, and he kept coming back and saying, "Okay, I did this, I did this." And as his career started to blossom, he really had to make a decision, because he couldn't keep the job that he had and continue to work and do the auditions and the driving that he needed to do. And I remember he told me that he took a job as an overnight prison guard.
We heard the story.
I know. And to me,
in San Quentin or something like that.
Yeah, it was at Chino. Chino. But the point is that Chris was one of those guys that listened and really followed. And today I am so proud of him to see that he has this amazing career. And, you know, but it wasn't overnight. You know, I think it was 6 years ago that this little meeting happened. But, you know, I get a lot of reward and pleasure from seeing somebody that was able to complete something that they were so passionate about. And I understand that passion, because I was passionate about it. It's like, there was no turning back for me. This is what I was going to do. You know, I would do it for free. Don't tell my agents that. But
of course. So let's talk a little bit about your home studio. When
pick it up from there. This is about the seventh time since this was dropped out. So I'm recording it locally so that I can cut it together later, because I'm not going to have Scott restart his story every time. It's just getting to be ridiculous. Okay, pick it up.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about your home studio. When did you – now, you probably started – you were going to other people's studios and you'd sit there with the director. You have a home studio of your own, of course.
Yes.
I figured you'd be – George here has a lot to do with that kind of stuff. When did you decide you needed a home studio, and what did you do to get going, and what did you have to learn?
Well, what happened for me was living in Orange County. I grew up here in Orange County and driving to Hollywood every day. And as I got busier, I was doing 40,000 miles a year on my car. And so in those days, you know, I'd start my day in Burbank, then drive over to Santa Monica to do a commercial, then back to Television City, then to my agent's office, then back over to NBC or, you know, whatever it might be. And it just got to be incredible. The first thing that would happen is you would be late because of traffic to your first thing, and you're late all day long, and the stress that would create and so forth. And so this whole dream of doing an ISDN studio was like, wow, is this really going to happen? And Hal Douglas was doing it from his place back in Connecticut, and we were all talking about that. And then I remember that it got to a point where it was just so difficult. I was getting home from Orange County, and my agent would call and say, "Paramount needs you to come back and say the word now." You know,
we need you back now.
We need you back now. And one thing I always did was I would always at least have dinner with my family, and then I would go back. But I started doing two trips to LA at least a couple times a week, you know, and so that was tough. And so one day I remember being at Wood Holly, and I just noticed I hadn't seen Dawn in a long time. And I asked Wayna there, I said, "Where's Don?" She goes, "He's recording from his house now. He's you know, got his ISDN studio." And I was like, wow. And I was like, wow, it's starting to happen. And so
What year was this?
It's hard for me to remember. I think, do you remember when you built my second studio, George? Like 6-7 years ago? 6 years ago. So probably then 8 years ago, 8 years-ish. Maybe nine, I started building a studio. The initial purpose of the studio was so that I didn't have to do that second drive back. I was still driving.
So you could say now at home.
Yeah, so I could at least come home, and once I was home, if somebody needed me to do that. And then it just hit me that when Dawn was doing that, and I thought, you know what, this is something that I want to do. I feel like I can be more available for my clients. I'm not going to be late all the time. I'm not going to be stressed out. And so I remember calling my agent, Mike, and I said, Mike, I'm not coming back to LA. I'm going to work from my house. He said, no, you're not. Because it was really new. It was like a new thing. And I said, no, I've made the decision. I'm going to do that. And he said, well, you know, I don't know if it's going to be good financially or if it's going to be bad financially. And I said, you know what? It doesn't matter to me at this point. It's really that much driving doesn't make any sense. And so that first year, my income actually went up considerably because I was more available and people could call and say, hey, I need Scott in 15 minutes and they could get me. And so that was a big thing for me. Plus then, you know, it was great to be able to be at home and be able to go to school events or sporting events that my kids were involved with. And so it really was an awesome thing. Then about 2 or 3 years into that studio, I decided to build a real studio. I added about 1,000 feet onto my home, 890 or something. And then George came in and helped design a really nice studio. So I think I've been working in that studio for about 6 or 7 years.
And what kind of equipment do you use that you know how to use?
That I know how to use. Well, the thing that's awesome about George is that he makes it dummy proof. And he, you know, I'm not a great engineer, but he's got all the markings for all the things that I need. And so I'm one of those guys, I'm kind of a big baby about the whole recording and being the engineer at the same time. I really love to focus on my copy. I love to have everything on the page, and that's where I want to be. So what I love is that I can walk into my studio and it's ready to go. If today, for instance, I was connected to a trailer house and they were saying, boy, you're coming in super hot. And so I go, okay, I look where George wrote Mike, and I go, ooh, just down a little bit. How's that, you know? But that's as much as I really do. I'm not great at that stuff. I can do editing. I have Twisted Wave, and a lot of times I do, you know, if I'm doing pro bono projects or something for a charity or a church or something like that, I do record myself. But most of my sessions are ISDN, and the studio is just set up. I use a Sennheiser 416 shotgun mic. And I use the Avalon.
So you're sounding just like you normally sound.
Except if I talk like this, I get fired. I have to talk more like this. Yeah, tonight on whatever show. Okay, so that's what I use. I use the Avalon and the 416, and that's really my setup. I have a Mackie. I don't know which.
Mackie 1202
yeah,
mixer.
It works great. It's, you know, I have the black ISDN machine that works like a tank. Yeah. And I'm one of those guys that if it's not broke, don't fix it. Yeah. And
me too.
So that's the stuff I use.
The phone keeps ringing saying do this. So
yeah,
that's what you do. So if you had to give one piece of advice, I mean, I know there's lots of things you can tell people who want to get started in the business. We have a room full and a world full. I mean, there are people watching all over the world now. Yes, there's people watching in Spain and all these other places. What would be the one best tip that you could give to somebody who's starting to get ready to get into the business or is struggling and they want to take it to the next step?
So to the person that's in the business and is passionate about it, I tell them to continue getting better at their craft. That if you are constantly focused on getting better at your craft, that your time will come. And you know, for some people, it means that they have to go to a speech pathologist because they're starting from a place that you know is a rough spot. For some people, it means that they have a great voice, like what Dawes told me, but you really need to learn how to take direction or whatever. But you can get better all the time. I signed with ICM in 1986, and this year on my list of New Year's resolutions, it said get better as a voiceover artist, and that's one of those things that I've never taken for granted. I've got a little kitty next to me. I can't help but pet.
Hello, kitty.
Very soft.
Walking by my leg there.
And then the other thing, I find that a lot of young voice talents or people that are new in the business, they worry a lot that it's not going to happen for them, or they get stressed out and they stop and then they lose momentum. And momentum is such a key. You have to keep forward motion in this business. You just have to. And the other thing is you have to also have great representation. That's and I know it's a difficult thing, and it was difficult. It was more difficult back in the 80s because there was 15 agents total that I could sign with. And when all 15 said no, that's it. There wasn't agents that I could sign with in Salt Lake City or Chicago or New York or whatever, because there was no ISDN or, you know, internet back then. And so today there's so many opportunities for people to be behind a mic and reading copy for, you know, internet shows or whatever it might be. There's, you know, so many channels and all those things. So I just really believe that if people are passionate about it, they don't give up, they keep going. Put yourself in a position to win. You know, I was either in private study or a workshop every week for the first 10 years of my career. You know, I mean, personally studying. And even before my audition, my very first trailer audition, which was 10 years into my journey, by the way, I went and studied with Maurice Tobias the night before I was going in, just to make sure that I was tuned and ready to go. And I think it's like when you go to a professional baseball game, you get there early, you see the guys taking batting practice, you see them throwing the baseball, and they're still working out. And I think some people get complacent, and I think they don't continue to stretch and grow. And I think that that can kill somebody too. So always be learning.
Absolutely. I had one question that popped in from the chat room, just a real quick one, and it probably dovetails into what you're saying about what a young voice actor or a new voice actor might be. And Steve Tardio said, what networking advice do you have for the new voice actor?
So I believe it's so important to be connected. As I mentioned, I was in workshops every week, and a big part of the reason that I was in voiceover workshops was so that I could network. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have social media. We didn't have that stuff. So I would sometimes be in two or three different workout groups or workshops each week, always connecting with people, always finding out about what was happening, talking about, oh, did you hear about this new casting director? Did you hear about this new studio? Whatever it was. And so staying connected. And so today, you know, go to Facebook, there's so many great groups, and like this group. You know, just to be involved with a group of people that are all, yes, the VO peeps right here. Yeah. So I think it's absolutely essential today, especially in today's, you know, in the world of the internet and technology, that you must be connected.
Absolutely. So, Scott, we've been wanting to get you on for so long, and it's great having you on. We're going to have you on again. Anytime. So we get the chance to ask more questions, but right now you probably want to go eat.
Okay.
Yeah, there's great food here. That's so, good. All right. Thanks for being with us today.
All right.
Scott Rummel. All righty. If that's not enough, we got a lot more coming here on East West Audio Body Shop. So stay right where you are, because we'll be right back.
VO Studio Tech. Recording made simple.
Hi, I'm Peter McHugh.
This is Jim Tasker from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, this is Bill Ratner in Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Scott Rummel here in Yorba Linda, California.
Hi, my name is Rick Wasserman.
Hi, this is Tom Kane.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Marshall.
Hi, my name is Zurich.
Hi, I'm Mary McKittrick.
Randy Thomas chiming in.
Hi, this is Joe Szymanski.
Hey, this is Rick Robles.
Hi, my name is John Patrick Armstrong.
I was turned on to George by none other than Don LaFontaine, who always swore by his health.
George is absolutely awesome.
ISDN, Source Connect, Phone Patch, FTP, you name it, George has set it up.
It's really the best thing I've ever done for myself. I feel free, safe, fearless, like anything is possible in here.
Unless you like to look for opportunities to waste time, call George.
And he did all of that, long distance over the phone and the internet.
I'm very happy with George, and I cherish him.
Thanks, George. You make it easy.
And now back to the only webcast done with two cans, two geeks, and a string. East West Audio Body Shop, with George Winham on his end in the West and Dan Leonard in the East.
They're here. You can't run. You can't hide. They come from out of the West, determined to take over the world as we know it. They're the VO Peeps.
And we're back here on East West Audio Body Shop. Turn off your cell phones, please. No talking amongst your friends.
Let me just say, I always try to pretend nothing's wrong.
Nothing is wrong.
And, you know, according to you guys watching on YouTube, after I've painstakingly edited the show back together, because I'm going to have to glue this thing together. It's going to take me hours. Ustream has been performing horrendously, and we have no idea why. We've got plenty of bandwidth. We're on Ethernet. We're doing all the things we're supposed to be doing, yet Ustream is not cooperating. So, you know, we've been doing the show Sunday nights, and Ustream's been getting progressively worse. So I don't know if everybody's getting into the game, and Ustream's overloaded. I don't know. But we're going to switch to Monday nights.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm hoping, by God's grace or something, that the show gets more stable.
The worst is on Mother's Day.
We found that out.
Yeah, everybody's Skyping with their mom on Mother's Day.
Yeah, and you know, normally we do the show with Skype, Dan on Skype, so that's more load on the network.
Right.
Tonight we're just, it's a one-way stream, and yet we're having trouble. So I apologize. A lot of you guys do really care about the quality of the show, and it isn't, I don't want you to think it's not important to us. It really is important, and we're doing everything I can to make this better. So anyway, should we get into announcements?
We can.
All right.
Well, first, Anne has to do a drawing for us.
Oh, do Anne's drawing.
Yes. Okay.
So our first drawing is going to be for who's going to have a chance
in testing the mics in the booth we're going to build.
So is it going to be one, or have we have a couple people?
How many people?
How many people?
Three people.
Three people.
Okay, three people. Well, I'm going to let you.
Oh, okay.
And then, okay, so everybody get your tickets out.
All right. And the first winner is?
And the winner is 425-886. Yeah, Joe. All right, Joe Nagel.
All right.
Awesome.
George, your turn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll pick one. Okay.
And our second.
It is 5885.
5885.
Do we have any bingos?
5885.
Well,
okay. Moving on.
All right. Well, we'll pick another name.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny.
The man who's too busy.
Okay. Back to your camera. All right.
All right. And our third.
And our third one is the number in New Jersey is 867. Yeah. All right. All right. We still on? You never know. Looks like we are. Anyway, so we have a few announcements. So one of the things we want, thank you very much, Ann. We'll be back to you in a little bit.
Thank you.
One of the things we wanted to talk about was that we are moving to Monday night. And, I mean, there's a number of reasons we want to do this. One, our wives.
We want to open up our weekends a little bit more.
Yeah. Our weekends are such that, you know, it takes us from mid Sunday afternoon until Dexter is on, for us to get the show on, and sometimes working on Saturdays and stuff. We want to have the chance to make our weekends a little bit more family oriented and, make Monday night the night that we don't have to do anybody's homework. So you haven't gotten there yet with the homework.
No,
but you will.
She's four, so next year when she's five, probably.
Right, and I got one going off to college.
Right.
Yeah, so we're going to move to Monday nights. But one other little thing, we're going to move the show from an hour and a half down to an hour, and try to make it a little bit more concise. Sorry,
make it tighter, tighten it up.
You know, a little bit more tighter in the formatics. It started out as an hour, and then somehow it just sort of drifted into an hour and a half, and then an hour and 40 minutes. And we noticed, you know, watching the show, that, you know, watching who was watching it live, that nobody was leaving.
So because we're going to tighten up the show to 1 hour, it's going to allow us to really have a tighter show, a better production, which ironically is going to take more work to make the show shorter, if anybody of you knows anything about editing, how that is.
Yeah, really.
And then we're going to have another bonus show, which we're going to tell you guys more about as we get more details
in the coming weeks. Yeah.
So stay tuned. So.
Right. We're going to call it EWABS Pro.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll get the chance to subscribe to it, and we'll give you a lot more information about it as we develop that. But that's going to be a lot of fun, too. But we'll be a little bit more succinct about specific topics and stuff like that.
We're already getting money handed. Our cameraman, Lee, over here. Thanks, Lee, for shooting. Thanks, Lee, for pitching in with the camera, too.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right, what else we got in the announcements here? Not that that's the small one. You know.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Moving to Monday night, and we're starting that next week. So August 5th, you know, it gives me a day to recover after this West Coast swing.
Yep. And our guest is going to be Mark Grau.
Mark Grau is going to be our guest
next
week.
Pretty good,
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From the legendary Mark Grau Studios.
Mark Grau Studios, yeah.
You see his picture every week with his buddy. You know, here's Ed Asner, my good friend for the last, 40 seconds. And
now, Mark's been recording these guys for 27 years, probably.
I know. Let's see, we've got the Don LaFontaine Poker Classic August 24th. Now, how can people do that if they're in the area and stuff?
SAGFoundation.org, and there's a link at the top of the menu bar that just says, it says poker. Just click on it. You can find out how to be there. It's certainly one of the best elbow rubbing events you can possibly think of.
Right.
It's going to be a lot of amazing voiceover talent, agents, all sorts of people there. Scott's going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun if you can at all make it to that event. I definitely recommend it. I'll be there. I'll be walking out with the camera shooting video for our show later. So it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's a good cause.
It is. And, of course, they can donate to our show so we can, buy an actual transmitter, so we can, buy satellite time.
Yeah, man, we need to get our own uplink.
We need our own satellite uplink.
So we need about $178,000.
$178 million.
Oh, $1 million. I missed a couple zeros there.
Yeah, so if we can do that, we'll call NASA, and they'll go, oh, we've heard of you guys. Yeah, oh, no problem. We'll just give you one of those things. So that's... You can if you're watching live right now, or if you're watching
Watching live, I'm sorry.
Yes.
And
yeah, really. But we're gonna, even if we're having problems, we'll be coming right back. Don't go away. But you can donate to the show if you go look right above our heads. There's a little donate button that's right over here. Of course, I can't see the screen, so who knows? But. There's a donate button up there, and you can donate whatever you feel important or whatever you think you can afford to help us out. It's not going into our pockets. It's going into making this show viable and making sure that it doesn't go down as much as it does.
This is, by the way, let me just point out that, I need to take the shot.
Because
I'm also switching cameras. Right. Why? How do I forget that? This whole rig, Ann purchased this for her VO Peeps meetup. So she has her own. I'm using Ann's rig here. She's got her own cameras. This is the camera Anne purchased. All the cameras you're seeing are Anne's, the microphone I'm using. So Anne's going to be able to do a production that, save for the Ustream problems, is going to be at least as good on par with what we're doing for VO Peeps every month. So it's going to be awesome for Anne and what she can bring out to everybody. Yeah. So I didn't have to completely dismantle my studio. I just pulled the computer out.
Right. And it's been sitting in my mom's living room for the past couple of days. Yeah. By the way, my mom is here. Lee, get a shot of my mom here.
We love Dan's mom. Okay. Dan's mom put me up for the last couple nights, too. That was really nice.
It was she should. This is the third time she's been on this show. Your mother's down one.
I know. She broke her
wrist the last time she was supposed to be on. But
poor lady.
It's our lives, you know? I mean, this is the way our lives are.
Yeah.
So that's it for announcements tonight. Mm-hmm. And we got a couple other things we want to talk about, too. Let's see what else is on here. We're going to talk about mic testing. And was there anything specific that we wanted to get into? I think we're going to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break and start working on the booth.
We're going to start working on the booth, and we're going to show everybody how we did the initial work on this booth, and we're going to show you how Studio Booth is set up. And then once it's set up, we're going to have the three people who were in our just recent raffle here test three different microphones to show you, as far as I'm concerned, how they all sound the same. But you can be your own judge. But anyway... We'll be right back after this, so stay tuned. We'll be right back in building a booth.
Hey, peeps. Great news. You can help us to really make a difference in someone's life by donating to the VO Peeps 2013 Career Education Scholarship Fund. a fund created for voiceover artists by voiceover artists. At VO Peeps, we strongly believe that there is no more valuable investment than education and financial help when it's needed, and the life change it provides. You can make a difference, and together, our voices can build dreams. Your support allows us to set bold goals in 2013, reaching voiceover professionals and aspiring artists around the globe with educational opportunity and a helping hand. Last year, our fund awarded over $7,500 in scholarships and financial aid with educational opportunities which included admission to Voice 2012, private coaching with Dave Fennoy, audition aid with Mark Cashman, and more. We thank you in advance for your support as we continue to scale and reach out to the community, providing educational access and opportunity. Going forward, the VO Peeps Career Scholarship Fund continues to seek funding and in-kind product to help media professionals. For more detailed information about our fund and how you can help, please visit our Career Education Scholarship page at vopeeps.com/donate, or you can contact Ann Ganguza at ann@vopeeps.com.
And now, back to East West Audio Body Shop, where every week, it's Apollo 13.
We're going to do a little demonstration here. Now, I imagine a lot of you have your own home studios, but one of the things we talk about is that 95% of the quality of your audio, after all this expensive gear that you guys buy that some of us think you don't necessarily all need, 95% of the quality of your audio is dependent on the acoustics of the room you're in. So one of the things you need to do is dampen the room so it doesn't sound like it's dampened in here. I mean, it's not. We're in a large room, and you can hear that we're in a large room. And so if you live in an apartment or a house of this size and you don't have a closet, we've talked about studio suit on the show before, like every week. And we want to demonstrate that if you don't have a closet, that it's very easy to build yourself a sound dampening booth in a very short period of time. It involves PVC pipe and glue and a number of other things. And we're going to show you how we did the initial construction of this afternoon around my mom's pool. It took us about an hour to do all this work, but then the end result is really the cool part. So watch this, how we put together the base for this booth.
You don't have to be pretty.
No, and there's burrs on the end, but you get those off.
Yeah.
So you stick your finger, you put it on the mark. Start. And you cut 8 of these 2-inch rings. Hopefully not at an angle.
Even if they are a little angle, it's not
going to be 2-inch.
Is it pretty dull blade? Or?
I think this is going to work.
Oh, coping.
This is going to make sense. Actually, this is a rasp.
No. That's a, yeah. That's the kind of saw that cuts around the corners.
Yeah, this one's sharp. This one
cut. I have one of the hard ones.
So what are the sizes? We got 4 at 3.
4 6.5, 4 4s, 4 3.5.
4 6.5, 4 at 4 feet long, and 4 at 3.5 feet long. And you can have these pre-cut at your better hardware stores. So you don't have to do it.
One side pointing out, one side pointing up. So this is going to be the upright of the booth, and this is the bottom base or the top. Now getting this to line upright might be a bit of a challenge. So over here.
I guess that's the thing with the glue, is you're committed to it. Once it's set, you can't move it.
Now this thing will come in handy. So we want to make sure this is perfectly perpendicular. Just make sure this is level with the ground. This needs to turn a little bit more. So now we know it's not going to turn any more this way, and that it's completely 90 degrees here.
Right. You just dry, so you're dry fitting it.
Right.
You're marking your alignment. You could mark that on the bottom so you can see it.
Yeah, we'll do it that way.
Then you take it apart. It's important to put it on both joints, both sides.
Freaking brilliant, huh?
Now, you can do this whole thing without glue, which I have in the past, but keep in mind, it's nowhere near as strong and stable. So,
and that's going to be... Remember, we're putting studio suit on here, which each sheet weighs a little over 10 pounds. So
here's what we're building. Two of that side and two of this side. So two of those are our base and two of those are our top. And that's it.
So when we assemble it...
These are all the parts you glue.
All right. So you saw how easy it was with glue. Don't ever sniff that stuff. Anyway, if we can pan down here, you can see that we have the four pieces that we built this afternoon. Now, how fast can we put this thing up? Well, it's pretty fascinating. Because what you do is you create a base and a top. So this requires, as you saw before, you all saw the video, these are four-foot sections that we cut up, which will form the base part of this. Get a full shot of that? Somebody got a stopwatch? It also helps to have somebody helping you. But when I figured out how to do this, I was completely by myself and wrecked a lot of furniture in our living room. But... this is this one section here. Right, this one goes like that. See, this afternoon you were helping me, George. All this one like that. No, this isn't being glued. That was why we did the gluing. The gluing is what holds all the joints together.
Yeah, the glue is on the critical parts that keep it from swaying and sagging. Right. The rest is just friction fit, so that when you have to put it away or
these
move,
are 6.5 feet.
Just pop it apart.
Making sure not to tangle myself into the device. All right. Now, Lee, can you help me lift this part up here?
Sorry, George.
All right. There. There. Come on. There. And there. Now. Where's that mallet you promised me? All right. This is a 4x4x7 foot booth. Well... When you have room and time and somebody helping you. This is studio suit. And actually, we're going to aim it like this. Okay. She's used to that. What?
You can use a mallet to, when you place it together, you can use a mallet.
Okay. Studio suit. Now, the story, if some of you haven't heard the story of Studio Suit, a friend of mine owns an Army-Navy surplus store in Buffalo. He has the largest Army-Navy surplus warehouse in the country. And he was taking me through there one night, showing me, you know, some of the cool stuff he has in his warehouse. And he shows me these large rolls of stuff. And I said, what the hell is this stuff? And he's like, I got to show you this. I want to sell this to rock bands. It's soundproofing material. And I'm like, no, it's not soundproofing. It's sound dampening material. So, all right.
Hey, Lee, would you help him out?
Yeah.
I was supposed to be helping, but I realized that I kind of have to, like, run this show. Right.
It comes with these ties, as you can see, these things here, grommets, ties, and then with very simple knots.
We don't have another one in the oven to pull out, gang. This is
it. This is, well, I'm just trying to show how quickly you can put one of these together.
I'm not going to disappear right
now. No, you won't. All right. We have one more section to put on here too, but these sheets are 5x8, so we have an extra foot to work with here.
Yeah, close enough for U.S. Navy surplus government work.
Yes, we're turning swords into plowshares here, which is a good thing. All right, one more roll over there. They also taught me this great knot at the tent maker's place. Yeah, you're seeing the dirty side, but we have a way to solve that, too. Put that up there.
Yeah, this is a demo product that we're using sort of our factory seconds,
yeah,
so to speak.
You know, my quality control is very strict on this stuff, so, you know, if it's not good enough for you, it's not. If it's not good enough for me, it's not good enough for you. It's a secret. All right. Now, there's one other piece. There's one other piece down there. There, I'll get it. All right. This is the ceiling part here. Studio suit! Now, out here, it sounds like this. When you walk in here, you suddenly hear none of the room tone is there. It's all completely dead in here.
Yeah, so, I can. I'm hearing you have an omni-lavalier mic, which is it picks up in all directions.
Right.
And when you're in there, it sounds very
it's totally dead.
Dry.
So this is how simple this can be, to put something like this together with PVC pipe, a little help from the guys at Home Depot or Lowe's. Sometimes maybe doing it yourself with your own hacksaw.
Or Osh or Ace Hardware. We're not, you know.
I know. And there's actually a little French cafe in here. It's but it's not soundproof. But if you're in a house that's or an apartment that's very sound tight itself, it will prevent any of these, you know, the normal room reflection stuff you get. It can. Well, we
did
can.
Did you want it?
It doesn't need to.
It doesn't need to, but you can you adjust it so it does touch the ground on both sides. So it still leaves you plenty of room
right
up top here.
So
though.
What I was wondering when I saw you put it together with those lovely grommets, I thought of a raincoat. Like, did you ever think of having hooks, like raincoat hooks to hook?
Well, you can do that. You can use a shower curtain hooks. There's all sorts of different arrangements you can do with this. Now, there's one other piece to this, which I believe is right there. In case you don't like, now this one's a little bit stained. These things were sitting outside for like 20 years in a warehouse, and some of them were outside. So we found out that if you really don't like, you know, or your spouse doesn't like the look of this thing, fortunately there was a Big Lots right next door to Home Depot, and what you can do, Lee, can you jump on the other side here? Grab this over there. If you just take some shears.
No rehearsal. We had no rehearsal.
If you just take some shears.
All that's so much better.
That's you.
Where it fits.
Oop.
I just like watching Dan run around, like in like a chicken with its head cut.
Or you can go to Target and, you know, get your favorite Isaac Mizrahi shower curtain. And suddenly it's very appealing in the corner there. So now what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break here. You can run the VOV, the VOV X-Bot. And we're going to set up and we're going to test some microphones in here.
Hey, honey, let's go grab a bite to eat.
I can't. I'm, busy.
Are you hiding something?
No, I'm not.
What is so important on Sunday evenings that you can't spend it with me?
Nothing.
Are you having an affair?
Yeah, okay. I was attracted to their smarts. I'm in love with their brains. They talk to me and are interested in what I have to say and what I do all day.
East West Audio Body Shop, no longer the best kept secret.
Hi, I'm Dave Courvoisier. You know, these days to get anything accomplished in your voiceover business, you've got to spend some time online. We audition online, we share with others in online communities. Maybe you've even done some online training along the way. So here's the next big thing. It's called VoiceOver Virtual. It's this giant two-day online voiceover conference that's coming to you this September. And because it's online, you can attend and participate from anywhere on your computer. Wait a minute, I know what you're saying. An online voiceover conference? How does that work? Well, it works pretty well, actually. There'll be training with dozens of the industry's top professionals. You'll find an innovative and interactive exhibit hall with some exclusive bargains. You can have private online meetings with agents and casting professionals and trainers. Even get your demo evaluated. There will be plenty of chances to network with your colleagues, even make some new friends social media style. Pretty cool, right? Well, as your virtual MC, I'll be telling you more in the weeks to come about this amazing event produced by your friends at VoiceOver Extra with the help of some of the industry's top pros. Right now, why not just take a moment to check out this website and learn more? And if you want to get the lowest possible price on all this, check out the VO Virtual special offer at the registration button. See you in September online, okay?
Et voilà, this is East West Audio Body Shop with Dan Leonard in the East and George Whittam in the West. Merci. Et maintenant, back to the show.
We're live! Like we are every week. Only Monday night next week. Remember, Monday nights. Monday night. 9 o'clock in the East. 6 o'clock here out on the West Coast. I'm having a great time on the West Coast, by the way. This is wonderful. The weather has been salubrious.
Wow.
Been practicing that all weekend. Anyway, so we're gonna test a couple of mics. We've got two mics in here right now. We've got an AT2020, not the USB, the actual original 2020. And just for comparison's sake, we've got the legendary Shure SM57, which, folks, you really don't want to use in voiceover. You don't even want to use it in radio. But if you're Axl Rose, it's great on stage.
Well, we're just using that so people can hear what a dynamic can sound.
Right, so we'll hear the difference. And our first reader is Joe Nagel. Joe Nagel, welcome to the booth. And he'll read our copy for us here. Step up to the mic.
Might need to raise the mic. Just guessing.
Let me raise the mic up just a little bit for you here.
Smells like Afghanistan in here.
I know.
Well,
give me another grip, if you got one handy.
Another grip?
Yeah.
As in a A-clamp or something?
Yeah, something like that. That'll help.
See if that'll this will work.
That'll work great.
Thank you. All right.
Smells like Afghanistan.
There we go. Okay. Joe Nagle, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So, Joe, why don't you give us a scratch test so we know which mic you're actually recording into? So first scratch the SM57.
SM57.
That's the mic on the right. Scratch it right on the grill. There you go. Okay. So we know we're using the SM57.
All right, so
everybody needed proof.
Remember when you first declared, "I am a voice actor"? Well, maybe it was first. Maybe at first it was more of a whisper to yourself as you took your first class or stepped into a recording booth for the first time. It's fun to reminisce and important to remember all those who helped to establish your career. The VO Peeps Career Education Scholarship Fund is dedicated to providing scholarships to qualified members to help aid in the startup and or growth of their voiceover career. These scholarships are made possible because of your generous donations. You don't need a reason to make a difference, but you'll feel great knowing that you did. Please visit vopeeps.com and donate today.
Great, thank you. Now let's do the same. Let's do the same read and
into the 2020.
Remember when you first declared, "I am a voice actor"? Well, maybe at first it was more of a whisper to yourself as you took your first class or stepped into the recording booth for the first time. It's fun to reminisce and important to remember all those who helped you establish your career. The VO Peeps Career Education Scholarship Fund is dedicated to providing scholarships to qualified members to help aid in the startup and or growth of their voiceover career. These scholarships are made possible because of your generous donations. Please you don't need a reason to make a difference, but you'll feel great knowing that you did. Please visit vopeeps.com and donate today.
Great. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Joe. So obviously everybody here in the audience live can't hear what the difference is because you're not listening on headphones, but those at home can hear the differences between those two mics. They're quite a bit different, and the SM57 is a very dry mic. Dan, I think it'd be a good idea, based on what you were saying earlier, why don't you swap out the 57 for the 416?
I think,
and we'll let the other folks do the 416. That'll give us even more variety.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's pretty cool. And you definitely can see how much that thing dampens this large room. We're in a room that's probably about 18 by 32 feet, maybe something like that. Yeah. All right. So Dan's rigging that up. Yes. What's that?
One out here and then one in there.
Well, we can do that.
I just want. It's up to you, Dan. We could try that.
We'll try that. We'll try that for the last one.
Yeah, actually, right, why not? Let's have a control.
Johnny, I think you were next.
We'll have a control.
All right. Thank you. All right. Read the second one.
All right. So use the AT2020 first.
Use the 2020 first.
Because that's the one that we just used.
Yes.
And do a scratch test so we know which mic we're using.
All right, scratch the mic. Make sure that's the one you're using.
That's it.
Okay, good. All right,
okay,
go for
when
it.
You're ready.
What kind of fool am I?
Okay.
So you're all alone in a comfy recording booth wondering why you're not quite meeting all your VO business goals, why you're not getting more auditions, and why you're feeling a bit isolated from your kind of people. Have you asked yourself, why not join VO Peeps? After all, it's a perfect way to meet and network with lots of new people, just like you. It's educational, it's enriching, and best of all, it's so much fun. I mean, come on now. Do you really want to spend every hour of the day in a sound booth? VO Peeps, a feeling of closeness you could only discover outside the booth.
All right, nice.
All right.
All right, now let's
do the 416 here.
Show them how to address it, Dan.
All right.
Dan's going to show them how to properly address this mic.
Okay. The best way to use a 416, one is to make sure it stays in the stand, but, is to talk maybe down just a little bit. Let's see if I can raise this up a little bit here.
Or slightly across it.
Yeah, or slightly across it.
So you could address the AT-2020 the same way and just have the other mic.
Okay. Ooh. Hold on 1 second here. Okay.
Every voice actor's worst nightmare, right, whatever that thing that was.
Go for it. By. Not too close, though, unless you were doing promo or something.
So you're all alone in your comfy recording booth wondering why you're not quite meeting all your VO business goals, why you're not getting more auditions, and why you're feeling a bit isolated from your kind of people. Have you asked yourself, why not join VO Peeps? After all, it's the perfect way to meet and network with lots of new people, just like you. It's educational, it's enriching, and best of all, it's so much fun. I mean, come on now. Do you really want to spend every hour of the day in a sound booth? VO Peeps, a feeling of closeness you can only discover outside the booth.
All right. Good demo. Thank you. Who's next?
Carl. Carl. How do you pronounce your last name? Jakey. Carl Jakey. Joining us here in East West Audio Body Shop.
All right, let's help him with those mic positions because they are way low for him.
No, actually, they're actually just right.
Oh, you think so?
The 2020 is good.
Okay, so we're doing the 2020 first?
Yes.
All righty. Ready when you are. That's the one.
Nice 2020. Tired of navigating sometime?
Thank you.
Thank you. That's what'll happen when you have too many of those Long Island iced teas. Tired of navigating the sometimes confusing world of voiceover on your own? Don't know what to do or where to go for help? Look no further than VOPeeps.com. At VOPeeps.com, you'll find a caring group of worldwide voiceover artists committed to help you grow within this exciting field. From global meetup opportunities with the movers and shakers in the VO world to common sense approaches to improve your craft. Check out the VO Peeps at www.vopeeps.com. You'll be glad you did.
All right, great. Now let's go to the 416.
416. Let's get this up a little bit higher. How do you use this thing, George?
You squeeze it.
I know. I figured that out. Okay.
We weren't planning on the other ones clamping onto that, but you know.
What are you going to do? Okay. So you sort of talk down that way at it. Don't. Yes, but don't talk too close to it.
Give it some room. Give it some a good 8 inches.
Let it breathe a little bit.
Like here?
Like a fine wine.
Like here? Is this about right? Perfect. Tired of navigating the sometimes confusing world of voiceover on your own? Don't know what to do or where to go for help? Look no further than VOPeeps.com. At VOPeeps.com, you'll find a caring group of worldwide voiceover artists committed to help you grow within this exciting field. From global meetup opportunities with the movers and shakers in the VO world to common sense approaches to improving your craft, check out VO Peeps at www.vopeeps.com. You'll be glad you did.
That's all great. Right. Now, why don't we bring the mic stand out and do one right in front of the booth. Yeah. Same
let
mic.
Let me do one from right in front of the booth here. All right, so if we're out in an empty room here, get all these cords out of the way.
Cords.
Cords. If you're in Boston, the cords. Cords. All right. All right. All right. Take out my lavalier mic here.
Move that out of the way, would you?
Okay. All right. So we'll start with the 2020 here. All right. So here we are in a big empty room, and you can already, you know, you can hear the difference where you are. But hi there. All right. Oh, man, these glasses are getting bad. All right. We all give generously to many charities with various causes. But here in the voiceover community, we also share our goodwill among our very own. We give to those struggling voiceover artists hoping to further their skills through educational opportunities. We help make their dreams come true through the generous donations from the caring people just like you. Visit vopeeps.com/donate to see how you can help make someone's dreams come true. All right, now that's the...
Let me say something. Let me say... Let me say something as the only one actually listening to this demo. The booth is still acting as a remarkably good dampener because the mic is pointing into it. So actually, you'd be amazed at how... Yeah, let's do that. Let's get the booth out of the shot more, out of the audio, out of the mic shot.
George, is there any way for you to play that back to a speaker?
Not right
now. Watch the show.
I would love to be able to do that for you.
This is really the proper way to use a 416 in a booth. Should be actually a little lower or a little higher than this. The way I use it is I have it aimed down just about like that. So now, does that make it sound any different, George?
Let me switch to that mic. Let me hear you.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Yep, okay, I hear good. More of the room now.
All right, good. All right. The VO Peep Scholarship Fund helps find, but read your copy. The VO Peep Scholarship Fund helps give the voice of hope to those financially unable to further their career aspirations in their professional career or personal lives. From everyday life situations to unlocking opportunities at key training and opportunities, from everyday life situations to unlocking opportunities at key training and opportunities, the VO Peep Scholarship Fund is the voice of hope to those in need. For further information or to donate, visit us at www.vopeeps.com.
Okay.
All right. So.
So actually, yeah, I mean, the 416, you know, it's like a demo of the mic itself because it really shows how even in a relatively open room, you can get what would be a somewhat usable copy read just using that microphone without a whole lot of treatment. I mean, it's pretty amazing. There's a reason why the 416 is so popular, especially in these home voiceover studios, because it really does a remarkable job. But that was a good demo.
Yeah, really. All right, let's go and get both of us on camera here. Yeah. There we go. Oh, that's much better. All right.
So thank you. Good demo.
Yeah.
That was fun to watch from over here.
Now my mom can't see us anymore. But,
sorry, Mom.
Yeah. But, see, it blocks sound so well. I can see her foot, though. All right, well, that was fun. All right, do you have my mic on here?
I do.
Okay, fabulous. All right. This is what doing a live show is like, folks. You know, but the
without
key
a
is,
giant dress rehearsal.
Without a giant dress rehearsal. Never panic, because this happens to us every single week. So we're just used to it. But you've been very patient with us. But we have to talk about Harlan.
We do. We got to make sure we mention Harlan.
We do have to mention Harlan. Who has
in
been
fact,
gracious enough. And you want to come in here and talk about Harlan? Okay, absolutely. Grab this chair back here. All right. Crew! All right.
We've got Harlan sent over for VO Peeps for demonstration purposes. A Harlan Hogan voice-optimized headphone, which I'm actually wearing tonight. So they got that right there in the box.
Yeah.
And he also sent over an MXL manufactured Harlan Hogan microphone. And I'll do an unboxing, which you see, you guys ever watch unboxing videos? People will spend 20 minutes shooting a video of how to unbox what something looks like when you unbox it.
But Harlan's box is really
nice. And
it
comes with a 15-foot cable.
It does.
I mean, it's not a 3-foot. It's a 15-foot cable. And a beautiful case. I was so impressed.
Get a shot on Ann because I don't have her.
Good packaging. Excellent packaging. Thank you so much, Harlan.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right. Yeah. All right. So let's unpackage the VO1A.
Go back to my shot here.
Oh, that's good. You got it.
So this is what it looks like comes out of the box. And shock mount, which is relatively unusual for a mic under $300 to actually include a shock mount. So that's really nice. And the microphone itself, which is wrapped in plastic just to keep moisture or anything in shipment, as well as a little pack of silica gel. To make sure moisture doesn't
nice
get into the mic.
Dry.
Moisture
not
is
not a problem here in California. I've
yeah, moisture yeah. mics are moisture are condenser mics' enemies. 57, like that dynamic mic, can handle a lot, but keep your mics dry, gang. And then a couple extra elastics for the shock mount.
You don't get that from Neumann.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's nice of them.
And then in this box is the extra accessories, which I'll show you real
which
quick.
Which is the 15-foot cable.
The 15-foot cable, and MXL's sister, parent, whatever company is Mogami. And Mogami is a Japanese company that makes some of the best microphone cable. So they give you a Mogami cable, which is really Right. Really sweet.
All right, switch to the other camera.
And then another, and then another clamp for
another clamp for making simple things.
Yeah. And
oh, okay. Nice hat.
Thank you, Harlan. And we will absolutely be demoing for the next month or two, or for the next forever. We'll be demoing the microphone and the headphones. So thank you so much, Harlan.
Woo! Thanks for your support.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for your support.
All right. Well, I think we took a couple of questions from the audience before.
We did.
So we're not going to worry about that now because we're hungry. And we have a drawing to do too. So
we got to do that last drawing where we give away a couple more things, including some mugs.
Mugs. Yeah. All right. Can you still hear me? All right.
Yeah.
Let's do the drawing for the mugs.
This thing is still on. Who's going to do the drawing?
I'll do the drawing. This is for one of the mugs. Slightly shaken up tickets.
Oh, well, we want to make sure they were mixed.
That's right.
We'll make sure we get
all the tickets here.
I will get them.
While I vamp through my way through this. Yes. We're going to show you this mug in slow motion. Take it over to the box. Yes. No, this is the standard East West Audio Body Shop mug.
Now show the front side again.
There you go.
They're eerily similar.
Yeah. Interesting to note that I have a mustache mug at home, and I come out here to the West Coast, and my mother bought two of them, so I would, and it's a right-handed mug, so the mustache is in the front here. So anyway, but four, you got to make sure you got all of them?
I got all of them.
Oh, good job.
I got all of them.
All right. And the winner of this fine, fine mug is... Sandy McKee!
Yay!
Sandy.
Yay, Sandy!
Yeah, Sandy
will
be giving it to you. Sandy was online.
Okay.
Awesome.
Oh, we gave some away online.
Huh? Yeah.
We did, yeah.
All right.
So global of us.
Yes, I know. And? All right. Tina Wilson!
Tina!
How many were we giving away?
Three, I think.
Three? Okay.
Do we have three?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we have three.
How many things? Give them away.
Guess. All right. And Mike McGonigal.
Mike
McGonigal? Is he
online?
Online.
Mike, we see him here in the chat room every now and again.
All right, awesome.
All right, sweet.
All right.
We're shipping that to you.
Thanks, guys.
In the mail for you. All right.
Anybody who won online, send us your address to ewabshop@gmail.com so we can make sure we get the mug sent to the right place.
Right.
And we appreciate you guys being a part of the show.
Right. Was there anything else that we wanted to talk about tonight?
Anything else?
Are we still drawing?
We got more drawings.
Oh, we got more stuff. Oh, okay. Well, gee whiz.
Okay, so the next thing is going to be a one-year featured membership in Voice Artists United. Featured membership enables the member unrestricted access to all facilities on the VAU Network website, giving a member a place to showcase their talent and book jobs along with learn, get discounts, socialize, and join in on live MP3 quality conferences, as well as enter the archive for over 10K worth of information from past member blogs, videos. Wow, that's a lot of information. VoiceArtistUnited.com. Thank you so much to Chris.
Okay, you
for
can
that
pick
donation.
One.
And all right, I'm going to pick one.
All right.
And the lucky winner is.
And the winner is.
Daniel Krempa.
Yes.
From Canada. Yay, Dan.
Hey.
Yay. He should be on our chat.
Right. C-A-N-D-A.
Hey. Close to Buffalo.
That's right. Right across the Peace Bridge there, eh?
Let's get this all right. Mic out of here.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Thank you.
Why didn't you think of that before?
So much
all right.
Better. Okay.
All right. The next. What else do we have here?
So our next thing. Oh.
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 Oh,
cool. Oh, so cool. From our food sponsor. Il Forneo, and this is Canaletto in Newport, has donated two $50 gift certificates to the restaurant. And if you can answer, where else are they located? Oh. Okay, great. So this is going to be for a $50 gift certificate. To Il Forneo.
There you go.
Oh, you got it.
I did.
Oh. Lee Penny!
Yes!
Keep that. Right. Okay, and our second, you want to pick that one too?
Oh, sure. Grab one of these yellow guys here. Johnny.
Hi, I'm Dave Crevassier. Hey.
Congratulations. Hi. Woo! Congratulations, Johnny. All right.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's see.
What else we got?
We've got, let's see. Use your eWeb swag. The 1 hour VO studio consult.
Oh, from moi. All right. And the winner is Tom Leary.
Tom Leary. Yes. Tom's not here.
All right. Awesome. Tom, we'll talk. All right. Next one.
Then we've got a 1 hour home VO studio consultation. Oh, wait.
No, that was the one
that
we just did.
With George.
Oh, okay. Oh, the one with me.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Which one did you just give away?
I did the VO studio consult.
I didn't get to celebrate.
Sorry. That was George.
VO Studio Tech.
I'm sorry, I should have said Tech Console. I'm sorry, that was with George. So.
Who won that?
Tom Leary.
Who's local?
Tom Leary. He's local,
oh,
so
right
that's
on.
Great.
Cool.
So. All right, so let me pick who will get the honor of working with me.
Excuse me, I typed that wrong.
Okay, that's all right. And the winner is Jay Preston.
Oh, I'm like awesome.
Jay, you in there somewhere?
Hey, Jay.
All right, Jay. Congratulations.
All right.
We got more stuff to give away?
More stuff.
I know.
Holy smokes.
Lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff. Over $1,000 worth of stuff. Six months subscription includes eWebs Pro content and eSupport. Yay. All right, from Georgia Dan.
You will love it.
All right, go ahead.
Let's pick a ticket here. Oh, they already won one. All right. Who mixed these up anyway?
They fell on the floor.
Okay. John Wolfsberger.
Oh, all right. He's online.
He's online. All right.
Wow.
Cool.
John won our, by the way, John won our East-West drink contest that we had on Facebook. So he was able to identify accurately and within like 2 seconds the Long Island iced tea drink and the lemon drop martini. So congratulations.
Of which I will have another.
So it worked out for you. It definitely worked out for you. Okay. Now we've got... a ticket to That's VoiceOver, which is happening in Hollywood on August 17th.
Oh, and the winner is Karen Richter.
Oh, Karen, yay! All right. I'll give you a code. I have a code for that.
All right.
Congratulations, Karen.
Oh, you'll enjoy that.
And we've got one more. Thank you so much, Rudy and Joan, for this.
Yeah. One more, and the winner is?
No.
I swear.
You're a good picker.
Here's some with just numbers on
them. Yeah, no, you can read the number.
I can read the number? The number is 870. Oh!
Oh, yeah! Awesome.
Somebody way in the back there. Who is that?
Awesome. Come on up. Oh, wait, just come on up so we can get a shot of you. Was this the ticket?
That was the ticket.
You want a ticket to That's VoiceOver?
That's VoiceOver.
Now, I just want to tell you a little bit about That's VoiceOver. It's on August 17th. I'll be there. It's just a wonderful opportunity to network with top names in the business, and it's just a great opportunity. And I thank Joan and Rudy. I did a webinar on Wednesday with them. So if you want to learn more about it, you can certainly download that for free. If you have any questions, you can ask me. And they were generous enough to give the VO peeps a substantial discount. So if you're interested in going, I did send out an email blast to all of you with the discount code to use. That is 25% off. So, yeah, we rate. And so it's really a worthwhile investment. It's like a 13-hour all-day event. The price is really right. So check it out. Thank you.
All right. All right, what else do we have?
That's it for the drawing. My goodness.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
I would like to make a mention that our next scholarship effort is John Florian was generous enough to donate 2 seats to VoiceOver Virtual that's coming up in September.
A seat in your own home, by the way.
And I do want to make mention that we will be holding that's our next meetup, which will be September 7th. It is a VoiceOver Virtual open house. We are going to have a big party. We've got a band. Even. So September 7th, mark your calendars and stay tuned for details and come join the fun. And I will be invoking a call for participants for this particular scholarship to earn a seat at VoiceOver Virtual Conference. So just keep looking out for that information. Thanks.
Thank you. Right. Well, should we
wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Well, let's wrap it up.
Put a bow on this baby.
And send it home. All righty. Where's the microphone on this thing? Oh, there it is.
It's like holding it. You want to hold it or clip it?
I'll just hold it.
Yeah. You'd be amazed at how good a little mic like that sounds.
I know.
Handheld.
I know. All right. Well, we got lots of people to thank. But first, we have to thank.
Thank you, Ann.
A wonderful host. This was the tastiest one we've done.
I know. I still got food to work on. I still got to work on
God, those
this.
Are probably cool by now.
It doesn't matter. Okay. They're going to be awesome.
Is there a tiramisu cam?
They're better.
Tiramisu cam.
Cam.
Yes. All righty. And, of course, we want to thank our wives for putting up with us this weekend, letting me go to California for a week.
I know, and I've been away for 3 days.
And George has been away for 3 days. I hope Ella's still there when you get back.
I can't wait to take her to school in the morning.
I can't. I know you can't. And, of course, thank all of you folks for coming here tonight. And
thank you, guys. Thanks for coming.
Next week, Mark Rao will be our guest. Monday night. What night are we on?
Monday.
They were listening.
Six in the West.
That's right. August 12th, Juan Carlos, also known as Some Audio Guy.
Some Audio Guy. He's one heck of a prolific video blogger guy. He's on a lot.
Yeah. And then on August 26th, we're going to do a hangout. And we've got a few other special guests that we're hoping will come on in the fall. And we'd like to thank... Kathy Curran, our fantastic producer, who was supposed to be here, but she couldn't make it up from San Diego tonight.
Yeah, I know, she couldn't make it.
But if you're watching, we love you, Kathy.
We love you, Kathy. Thank you.
And of course, Anthony Gettig, who helps us out in the chat room. You still in there, dude? Yeah, he's in there. I see him. And of course, all the folks that help us with our bumpers. And of course, we'd like to thank Scott Rummel for coming out and talking to us tonight.
Did we already thank Lee Penny? Because we didn't thank him again.
We gave him a prize.
Oh, Lee. Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. And Brandon for doing the camera work here.
Brandon stepped in at the last second.
And Lee Penny, who was instrumental in helping me get studio booth up here.
Thanks, guys.
He's back there over there somewhere.
He's resting.
Yes. Anyway. And of course, I think that's going to wrap it up in a nice tight little bow. And thank you all for coming tonight. And thank you for supporting our show. And thank you, Bud, for hanging out with me this weekend.
My pleasure.
It was
fun.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, we stayed in the same place. Yeah, not in the same room.
No.
That is a very important distinction.
No, my mom was nice to put up George this weekend because he had lots of work to do in Orange County.
I was a busy boy this weekend.
So then we had to get this all done because we wanted to make it nice for you. Anyway. So I'm Dan Leonard, usually in the East.
And I'm George Wooden, pretty much always in the West.
Together we are... East-West Audio Body Shop. Have a great night, everybody. We will see you Monday night, August 5th. Have a good one.